You're listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I'm so excited to have Tyler Mays with the Huntsville City Football Club here with us today. Thanks so much for coming and talking with us.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Looking forward to talking with you today.
I mean, like, there is so many exciting things happening with this club, so we're going to get into that. But before we do that, we have to do the cheese straw segment. So, first of all, I need to know, Tyler, are you a fan of the cheese straw?
I am a fan of the cheese straw. I grew up on them. My mom is a true blue Southern gal, and obviously I really did not have a say in the matter, but I am. I consider myself a fan.
All right, so how would you describe the cheese straw?
I'd say it's a more rich, buttery version of the Cheez-It. It's almost as if Paula Deen made the Cheez-It herself, or the cheese straw, if you will. So I'd say it's just a little bit more of an enhanced Cheez-It.
That's a lot of credit right there. I love this segment because I don't think we've ever had anybody describe the cheese straw the same. I don't think anybody has. And we've only had a few that were like, not a fan, but pretty much everybody else loves the cheese straw. So, all right.
What do you think it tastes like?
What do I think it tastes like?
Yeah.
Cheese.
I mean,
I get a
more salty.
Cheese is what it tastes like to me.
Yeah, I just get a more salty aftertaste, and you really taste the butter to me more so than you do in any other kind of cheese treat that I've tasted.
Yeah,
at least.
I like the spicy ones. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, all in on spice for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Tyler, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the Huntsville City Football Club and what your role is there.
Yeah, so I am the manager of corporate partnerships with Huntsville City Football Club. We are the MLS Next Pro affiliate of Nashville Soccer Club, who competes at the MLS first team level. My background a little bit, you know, I'm actually born and raised in Huntsville Hospital, room number 13, ended up going to Catholic school my whole life, ended up at UAH playing basketball for a few years and realized I wasn't going to make it into the NBA and thought I should probably start trying to build my work experience a little bit, and ended up getting hired by a government contractor in the communications firm world and working on PR for NASA and DOD clients, and really in business development type role, going out and traveling the country and, you know, servicing our capabilities to different suppliers. But I really didn't see myself in that in a future. And, you know, I was looking last year for a different opportunity, wanted to get back into sports, obviously being a sports nut. And this opportunity really just came out on LinkedIn. It was past my plate. It was had been open 3 months, position had been open 3 months, had 350 applicants. I just kind of threw my name in the hat, thinking, you know, why not? And I ended up getting, you know, word back from the VP of corporate partnerships from Nashville the next day. And we had a call for about an hour and a half, and you know, the rest is history. 3 weeks later, I was hired by the club. So it has happened extremely fast for me, but it has been an absolute whirlwind and something I wouldn't trade for anything.
That is so impressive. Also, I should ask, when did the Huntsville City Football Club start? It's relatively new.
It is extremely new, right? So we're kind of like a one-year startup right now in our origin story. But the club came about really probably about 2 years ago. Chad Emerson, our managing director, was doing some outreach on behalf of the city of Huntsville, working in cohort with John Hamilton, Mayor Battle, some other key figures in the city, really trying to identify what to use Joe Davis Stadium for, to repurpose that facility. Obviously, there was a lot of ideas tossed around with the trash pandas coming to town. Baseball was kind of off of the list. So, you know, what made sense for Huntsville, and by pretty much every account from the city leaders and economic development planners and whatnot, soccer really seemed to be the point of emphasis. And I think we're going to touch on this later in the show, but the youth soccer presence in Huntsville was a major driving force behind that. And Chad really started doing the outreach on behalf of the city, trying to identify what leagues made sense to go after when we were really trying to figure out what would be the best long-term fit for Huntsville. And calling up to Nashville, the leadership ended up was really receptive to his calls, really wanted to key in on what Huntsville was doing for that stadium and thought that that would be a great idea. He said, let me give you a call back in about 6 weeks. MLS Next Pro was born within that time frame, being the new development league that the league MLS had just run, actually just come out with. And it just made it was just perfect synergy between the local leadership and then national leadership. And last October, we had the announcement for the team, and we played our first full season starting in May once the renovation for Joe Davis Stadium was done. So it was a sprint to the finish, but it came about extremely quickly.
So Joe Davis has a very historical value in Huntsville. I remember going to Stars baseball games so many times there. So I know you guys have big goals for what's going to happen at Joe Davis. I know you're adding in some additional activities as well when it's off season. So do you want to talk a little bit about that? And I think you're doing a lot of community engagement as well.
Absolutely. It's really neat. You actually touched on that. Joe Davis has a really unique history in the city of Huntsville, being the first site for the former airport that was all the way back in the 40s, 50s in the city of Huntsville. The mayor at the time, Joe Davis, said, you know, we really need something, you know, something to call our own. And built a stadium on that site when the new airport came through and built that stadium surrounded just to attract a minor league baseball team. And that was the Huntsville Stars, which stayed for about 35, 40 years. And then in 2014 left the city. And now we're kind of, you know, the first new sporting entity to take over the new building. And it's kind of a new life, new breath for Huntsville. And obviously the city's in a much different place than it was back then. But I think that it's a great piece for community to draw around. You know, soccer itself, the sport is the international sport. It's a global sport, but it's also, you know, kind of what the future is playing here in the States. It's the fastest growing sport in the United States. And obviously Huntsville wants to be at the forefront for a lot of these things. So it's got some unique appeal to a lot of the community members that we've got coming in right now. But, you know, in terms of what we're utilizing the facility for, there's really no end in sight. Not only are we the primary tenant, but we're also the master operator of Joe Davis Stadium. So that means we also recruit and retain all the outside events that come to the stadium. So we have a lot of aggressive bids out there with Huntsville Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Huntsville Sports Commission, who are working on our behalf, trying to get the building utilized. And that could be NCAA championships, ESPN broadcasted events. The city has talked about doing concerts there and having additional loading bays poured so that we can host and vault a giant stage and do 8,000 additional seating on our field level, because we have synthetic grass turf, which is extremely durable and allows us to really kind of key in on some of the different areas of the venue. So we're going to have the ability to do concerts there, multi-use facility for corporate events, offsites. Yeah, we could even do weddings there. So, I mean, it is an extremely versatile venue, and we're going to definitely be looking to utilize it in the best form.
Wouldn't that be a memory? Having a wedding there.
That's exactly right.
That's pretty cool. So obviously a big part of what you had to do from the ground up is get corporate sponsorships and partnerships, really, is what I think you like to call it. So we obviously partnered with you guys because we are a soccer community as well and have hosted some massive level tournaments too. So can you talk a little bit about the corporate partnerships and how important that is to the league?
Absolutely. Corporate partnerships is the number one driver for club revenue. So obviously the club is not going to be sustainable to stay in Huntsville or in Nashville or any other market if you don't bring in revenue. And so the major way to do that is to identify companies who want to utilize their capabilities in your said market. And so Huntsville obviously has a lot of companies moving in, but they're all different and they all have, you know, different demographics they're trying to reach and different market plans they're trying to adopt. So it's really my job to kind of go out there and pitch them why Huntsville City Football Club makes the most sense for them and their brand, and then utilize different elements of our match or maybe different components of the club. If it's player engagements, if it's community relations, if it's, you know, just ticketed items, you know, we've got a lot of different abilities to craft and create for these different companies to utilize our venue and utilize our marks and take our IP and really kind of hone in on what Huntsville City Football Club stands for. So that is really kind of my number one role with the club, is identifying strategic long-term partners for the club.
Awesome. So you guys have also added some youth soccer events as well. Would you like to expand on that?
Absolutely. We actually just rolled out with yesterday the HCFC Youth Camp Clinic Series, which we're super excited about from a youth soccer standpoint. I know Decatur, you guys host a ton of stuff here at Jack Allen. Huntsville, we're utilizing Merrimack Fields, John Hunt Park, a ton of youth soccer tournaments. We do a lot more tournaments than even some of the major metropolitan areas, like in Nashville, for example. which is extremely unique. And I think that that story needs to be told. So Huntsville City Football Club is definitely going to be playing a role in this going forward. Our coaches and our players really want to get involved in the local community. These kids, if you've been to our matches, they line the fence line trying to get a piece of these players, just trying to touch them or get their autograph. So I think whereas in the past, you know, the former kids of our last generation, they wanted to be an Alabama football player or an Auburn football player. Whereas going forward, we really hope that we can cement a legacy in Huntsville. And, you know, these kids are going to want to relate and become the next Jonathan Bolaños or the next Ollie Wright. And I know that we're really going to be working hand in hand with these facilities that the city has used at our disposal, but also bringing them into our own facilities at Joe Davis Stadium and letting them really become a part and immersed with the club and grow it from the ground level.
Yeah. So my boys, my Noah didn't start playing soccer until his sophomore year. And then he loved it so much that he recruited my younger son. And so now my younger son is also playing soccer as well. So I really see, like, soccer has always been so important to this community, but I mean, it is just growing and growing, and the excitement is really something. So
fast, honestly, and we're seeing it too. Yeah. Firsthand, we got a lot of the club directors from the local levels coming to us and saying, hey, we really want to bring in a big group package. We've got kids from Birmingham. We've got kids from all across the state that have come up for matches and been ball boys, walked out hand in hand with the players. They're really, really trying to key in on, from a youth soccer development standpoint, what these guys do and how they train, try to understand, you know, exactly what makes them, you know, who they are. And I think the kids nowadays are really going to resonate with, you know, starting to see results when they come to the stadium and watch a match play, because it's extremely exciting. It's a fast-paced environment, fast-paced atmosphere. Soccer is a really easy sport to watch, get in, get out, I think, for parents taking their kids to the game. So I think the demographic that's coming to our matches is actually really suitable for timelines and schedules in the summer, especially.
I love that. So I talk about this all the time and I preach it all the time, but, you know, tourism is economic development. So can you kind of talk about how do you see the growth of soccer in Huntsville and Decatur contributing to the economic landscape really of the region?
Well, it already has started to, Danielle. We've got, I don't know if you've seen, I'm sure you have, but there's plans that were just agreed upon by our city council in Huntsville for the Stadium Commons redevelopment plan is what they're calling it. So all around Joe Davis Stadium, we're going to have 21 pickleball courts, a convention center, multiple basketball courts, a new autograph by Marriott Hotel that'll be overlooking the stands directly into the stadium from the field level. And then you're going to have mixed use development, retail, townhomes, apartments, all of those kind of things surrounding it. So that has been a major economic driving force, is really just surrounding that stadium, giving the community live, work, and play opportunities, right? So now we're not just a destination for a soccer match. We're so much more than that. And even you'll see on the backside of Lehman Ferry, Back 40 Brewing has come in from Birmingham. And I think you're going to continue to see a trend across the city for new developments coming in, private business owners that are really keying in on what sports is doing from a driving standpoint, from ticket driver, just to keep bodies in their facilities and in their businesses. So it's already definitely having an impact. I think Decatur is definitely seeing that as well. It's having a boom. I think there's just so many people moving here on a day-to-day basis that we're trying to capitalize on in every way we can. And I definitely see it having a lot of synergy between the two.
Yeah. I mean, I will say we work closely with the Huntsville CBB as well. So, I mean, I would attribute a little bit of that to the tourism offices and the work that we've been doing as well.
You all have been doing fantastic work, all of you. I talk to you consistently, Joel Lamp, all of our friends over there. So you guys are a huge part of that. The tournaments you're putting on, you are keeping our facilities rented, keeping them used year round. So that is obviously a major factor as well. I mean, I think that their big thing in Huntsville, obviously, as it probably is here in Decatur, is, you know, keeping people in hotel rooms, right? And so keeping people that are not just Huntsville residents, but making sure that aside from just the business crowd that's traveling in for Huntsville on a week to week basis, that sports has a really unique, you know, role to play in that. And we're certainly doing that. I think even this upcoming weekend, we're going to be hosting the HCFC Blastoff Battle and Invitational Tournament. And Mark Russell, the executive director of Huntsville Sports Commission, talked about the economic impact is already over $6 million projected for this weekend alone. And that's all just soccer. Wow. That's not even considering what's going on at the BBC or any of the other venues. So extremely excited to be a part of, you know, this kind of project and, you know, what we're contributing to the city.
So you guys are obviously visionary. So where do you see at the next 3 to 5 years? What does that look like as far as participation and spectatorship? But with all that growth and expansion and hotel, I can't even imagine what it looks like in the next 3 to 5 years.
We can't either. That's the good part about it. I hope, at least with this past season, really surpassed all of our expectations. You know, we had over 3,000 season ticket holders in a 6,000 capacity venue, which is just crazy to think about to me. But I see that we have gotten so many renewals from a partner standpoint, from a merchandising ticketing standpoint, that I really feel like this is sustainable going forward. The youth community is brought into it, what we're going to continue to build on there. I see us impacting the next generation in a way that is really going to be a driver going forward for the entire club. And I think that really with the Stadium Commons, once you let that get developed, we have everything come in place. There's no more construction going around. It is really going to be one of the major tourist destinations of the entire city, similar to Mid-City in scope, but really a lot more sports-centric in what we're doing. Obviously, the state championship fields for John Hunt Park are right behind our building. We have a lease on that building as well, and everything that's going on there. We've got a friendly with Alabama women's soccer and versus Tennessee already scheduled to be coming in over there. So you're going to see more events filter in over there, as well as the C3 Music Festival. I know there's a major headliner that's still yet to be announced from the city that'll be close to that property. So it's really just going to be a complete community gathering place for the foreseeable future. And I really don't think that we can quite get a grasp of exactly the impact it's going to have until years down the road.
You guys have done such a phenomenal job with creating an experience on game days. So I don't know what you call them. So you're going to have to help me. The fans that play the drum the whole time. And it's
that's our supporter thing. Groups. Right.
Supporter groups. Yeah. So yes, can you explain what that is?
Supporter groups. Of course.
Because I love it.
So I'm new to it as well. So these are in the same respect as like what a high school environment would provide, the crazies that paint themselves up from head to toe and bang the drums and blow smoke. That's what the supporter groups really provide Huntsville City Football Club. And it's really, as I think it's a unique thing in MLS Next Pro, you know, other ownership groups across the country have looked at Huntsville and what we created, and they're looking to put their affiliates in new markets because of really the community that surrounded us, and specifically the supporter groups and the different fans that have just absolutely resonated with what the club's provided. These fans are really, they travel, they tune into our matches. We host watch parties for every single away match at a particular restaurant or bar or brewery in town. We've had supporters, I mean, capacities up to 100, 200 people sometimes. And they're always geared out, and they bring the energy every single time. Makes our job a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. Controlling them sometimes from our operations team is definitely an issue. But it's definitely a fun thing to be working on. And I love the life and the energy they bring.
I do too. And there's also good beer there as well on site.
We are. Shout out to Yellowhammer, the craft beer. They are our exclusive craft beer provider, the Yellowhammer Craft Beer Garden. They've renewed as well, coming back on board for a multi-year agreement. So we're super excited for that. Ethan is actually the owner at Yellowhammer, is a super, super big soccer fan himself. Played soccer at UAH, won a national championship as a goalkeeper. So we found a good partner in that one.
That's fantastic. So is there anything that we did not cover that you would like to tell our guests?
Yeah, just stay tuned for new developments that are going to be coming from the Joe Davis Stadium and from our social medias from Huntsville City Football Club going forward this year. We've got a lot of new events on our plate, some that we can't really get into just yet, but we do have some really exciting things in the kennel cooking. So definitely stay tuned.
Exciting. Awesome. So we're going to move into our Did You Know segment. So in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. And so we've asked Tyler to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that you have probably never heard of before. So did you know?
Yeah. So actually kind of giving my origin story on how my family ended up in Huntsville. My grandpa was a 30-year colonel in the United States Army and the lead dental officer for the U.S. Army at that time. Actually did two tours in Vietnam. He was the guy who would be parachuting down and go and work on guys who basically had their jaws completely blown up, or, you know, just absolutely had something go incredibly wrong. And he was a lead surgeon that worked with different multiple universities and tenured and moved around every 2 years of his life, Panama, United Kingdom, multiple places, ended up coming down here to Huntsville. And my mom was 18 at the time and didn't want to move again, and ended up wanting to settle here and working in a bar that my dad would later come to buy. And that's exactly how, you know, I ended up being a True Blue Huntsville guy, born and raised.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I've enjoyed learning about your story and learning more about the Huntsville City Football Club. And I know you just told us, but tell us one more time, how do we keep up with you guys on social media?
Yeah, you can look up Huntsville City Football Club, and we're available on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all as such. Our new season schedule just got released last week, and that includes some of our new theme nights that we're going to lean into this season. Our home opener will be on March 22nd. So obviously, I hope you guys will come out, and I'm expecting a sellout this season. We're going to have a lot more Saturdays in our schedule, 8 Saturdays, 3 Fridays, 3 Sundays. So really looking forward to seeing the Huntsville community and the Decatur community alike and all of North Alabama, and looking forward to seeing you guys back. And thank you again for the partnership, and looking forward to having you guys back on board, Danielle.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Well, you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.